From the Gospel of John, chapter 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, to the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in. And he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Three-day stories. I heard that phrase last week, and I've been thinking about it ever since. The three-day story of the gospel: Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and the Easter resurrection. They are telling us what happened then, and they are telling us what happens now. They help us cope with whatever day we find ourselves on throughout the days of our lives. Fridays are the days when we get the news, something we can't control or change, no matter how much we wish we could. We all know about Fridays, the worst days. The life as we understood it will never be the same day. Fridays can stop time. Fridays can take a lot longer than 24 hours. We get through them by yelling, by weeping, by hugging, by surrounding ourselves with people who know what Friday looks like. On Fridays, we yell at God. Sometimes we cry out to God because God knows. Jesus knows. We have a God who knows all about Fridays. And then eventually, Saturday comes. On Saturday, the disciples spent the day thinking that Jesus was gone and he wasn't coming back. They hid because they were afraid. They didn't trust or hope that anything new was on its way. They looked back at what was no more. When Saturday comes for us, we see the reality that what we had is gone. We look around and we try to fathom a world that looks the same on the surface when we know it is not the same at all. We feel absence or maybe fear or sadness. Saturdays are a time to be gentle with ourselves, to be patient with ourselves, to try to do something that makes us feel normal, even though nothing actually seems normal. To be with people who care about us, to let there be some silence, to stare at pictures of sunrises. After one of the hardest Fridays of my life, I went for a walk on the beach. And I was overwhelmed with the vastness of God's creation and God's breadth and depth and height of love for us. We make this space because whether we see it or not, there is a part of us that knows that Sunday is coming. See, for us, Fridays and Saturdays are different than what the disciples had. They didn't know Sunday was coming, but we do. We know that no matter how bad Friday is, no matter how numb we feel on Saturday, Easter Sunday is coming. New life, new possibilities. The faith we base our hope on tells us that Sunday is coming. That there is life beyond the horizon. There is life in the absence of what we did not want to lose. A job, a relationship, a dream. There is life for people that we care about who have died. There is life for them in eternity with Jesus who takes them by the hand and welcomes them home. The tomb is empty. Jesus Christ is risen today. When we are in the midst, we can forget that. But that's okay, because God is so much bigger than our doubts and the limits of our abilities to understand. Martin Copenhaver says it this way: what we proclaim at Easter is too mighty to be encompassed by certainty, too wonderful to be found only in the boundaries of our imaginations. We live life knowing that Sunday is coming, that Jesus Christ is risen, and that can change everything. But then there's some folks in our congregation who pointed out they could imagine Sunday coming, but what about Monday? How do you take the first steps into the new life you are willing to believe is coming once it gets here? The new job you found sounds good, but how in the world are you going to take the leap to start over with people who don't know you, who don't know what you can do, or that they can trust you with the role you've been given? The person you love, they are in heaven for eternity. That is the good news of Sunday, and it gives you great comfort, but it doesn't tell you how to live without them. How do we keep going in this new Monday world? The thing is, the Gospel of John does not end on Sunday. It keeps going. It tells Mary to go and tell the disciples the good news. Jesus tells her, this isn't life the way they were living it. That everything has changed, and it's up to her to help usher in new reality. Mary's faithfulness to God's good news will change the lives of other people who need to know it's time to climb out of fear into a new reality. Mary says, I have seen the Lord. And life has never been the same for any of us. Jesus is our bright hope for tomorrow. We can stand on the foundation of his love and meet the challenges as they come to us. Now, there will be times when we feel as though we've failed, that we think we haven't learned how to live in this new life. There's a math professor up at Williams College that 10% of the grade every semester is for good failures. His point is that math requires taking chances and trying, and he wants to see what people can learn from giving things a chance. Feeling as though our Monday failed is not the end of the new life we're seeking. We just need to pick ourselves up and to see what we can learn from what has happened and to take the next step, knowing that in all ways, in all times, we walk with Jesus one day at a time. That's how we keep moving on Monday. We don't have to do it all at once. We just need to walk forward one step at a time. The Gospel of John, it says people will have doubts and Jesus will meet them where they are. It says get up in the morning and go fishing. Pay attention. Listen for where Jesus is telling you to fish. It says the time is now. No matter how far away you let yourself get from God, no matter how angry you got with God on Friday, or how fearful you've been along the journey of your life, the time is now. Jesus loves you, and he wants to feed you. And he wants you to feed his sheep, to tend to them with hearts of love, to enter into the gift of life you've been given day by day, and look for ways to say yes to hope, to say yes to faith, to say yes to love. Whatever day it is in our lives right now, we get to live knowing that Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. In Jesus' name, amen.